Thursday morning. Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News joins us for the weekend arts roundup. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are
That's
you doing?
That's nice. Doing very well.
Yeah. You okay?
I was good. Just checking in.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long recovery. I'm still very, very boggy.
Yeah.
So, it's the cold everybody here at NPR has.
Tea, broth.
So I've got it going here.
Vitamins.
That's my tea.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yeah. I would describe it as crusty, really.
Boggy or crusty?
Crusty.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a little crusty, ladies and gentlemen.
Hot bath. Maybe
right.
We'll get
crusty.
That all
crusty sounds unhygienic. I think I would rather go with
like
boggy or froggy.
Like I said, still a little crusty.
Okay, anyway. People didn't have to know that. Look, we come in here early in the morning.
What do you want? We're on
you
radio.
Want?
We're not on TV.
You know, but you're supposed to get. You're supposed to investigate that dry shampoo for me. You know.
Oh, we're
supposed to bring in the dry shampoo.
That'll be part of your maybe Christmas gift
okay.
this year. Have you heard of dry shampoo?
You're gonna make him wait 2 months to have a bath? Come on.
Yeah, what's new? Oh, poor Steve.
Well.
We like giving you a hard time.
Marianne, hello.
Oh. Hi. Oh, did you want to talk about the arts?
Let's talk about the arts.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
So here we have, I've never seen the movie Driving Miss Daisy. I will admit this now, considered like a classic. But I am so excited to see the show version because it's starring two great local actors in town who seem like the people to cast in the role. So Wendy Lair is going to be Miss Daisy. And then James Craven, who's a longtime actor at Penumbra Theater, is coming over to the Jungle Theater to perform in the role of the chauffeur in Driving Miss Daisy. And I just think, I don't know. Maybe I won't ever need to see the movie. And maybe this will just stand in its place as the iconic moment for me. So
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking this is going to be fun, especially when you have shows that are so tightly wound around two people's relationships and there's a lot of intensity there. I think that makes for great theater. So you're going to go into the theater, there's going to be a lot of humor, there's going to be drama, but it's going to be two characters on stage that you care and invested in. And I think that makes for great theater.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Driving Miss Daisy at the Jungle.
Cool.
Then it's all theater this week or performance. Well, you'll see. There's one that's not quite theater. And then Utopia for Pigeons. This is opening Saturday night.
Love the title.
Yes. This is at the People Center Theater in Minneapolis. And listen to this. Martha Washington is a passenger pigeon on a mission. She's going to build a utopia and save her species. What she doesn't know is that she's the last one. As she labors away on her existential non-place in a defunct natural history museum in Ohio, she's joined by a motley crew of assistants, and these assistants by turns help and thwart Martha's efforts until she realizes she cannot save what's already gone. It's a look at salvation and the lengths we'll go to achieve it.
I'm having a hard time getting my head around this. So now they're playing pigeons. The actors are playing pigeons.
Yeah.
In this, do we know if they like do the head thing like a pigeon walk? Do they have to do that?
No.
That's very good. Both of you. Wow. Do we know if there's any of that?
From what I've seen of the set and costumes, she looks like a human. But, so it's the suspension of disbelief.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah,
all right. So. That's very cool.
Yeah. So, looking at the lengths we'll go to salvation, the lengths we'll go to achieve salvation. And I'm sure there's the things that we won't do for salvation,
right,
if you want to think about it.
Where's that running again?
That is running at the People's Center Theater in Minneapolis.
Very good.
And it's a production of, oh my gosh, I'm blanking.
I can fill time.
Swan Dive Theater. Thank you very much.
Perfect.
Swan Dive
Perfect.
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and then the third thing, this is a Monday night event. Monday, November 11th, 11/11. Less than a week after the election to choose his replacement, Minneapolis's outgoing mayor will join the Theater of Public Policy for a This Is Your Life retrospective
yes!
of R.T. Ryback.
Yes.
We'll dig into the political highs and lows of 11 years in office and open it up for the audience to ask about what's next for the soon-to-be former mayor.
Oh, I've got to recommend that you go to that because
yes.
the Theater of Public Policy is very, very entertaining.
Oh, they're fun.
So led, of course, by Tane Danger.
Yes.
And his cohort, Brandon Boat.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys had them as part of a Policy
and
a Pint once, right?
Yes, yeah. We did. We had them on our sort of the Policy and a Pint Christmas special. last season. Yeah, and they're very, very entertaining. And basically, it's an improv kind of situation. I don't know if this is going to be improv.
Yes. Improv? I'm guessing the This Is Your Life retrospective will involve some scenes.
There may be some pre-planning to that. But nevertheless, they're a very entertaining political comedy troupe, which often is not two words that go together to create actual comedy.
Yes.
But they do. Yeah. So, there you go.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be a fun event. And that's, so it's, you know, it's dealing with the legacy of R.T. Rybak, his 11 years in office on November 11th. Right. So it's 11-11-11.
Cool.
There you go.
All right.
So that's what I got for you this weekend.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Marion Combs, lovely to see you.
Good
as
to see
always.
You too. I'm sorry we put what? You through the ringer there.
Hey, it's all right. I every morning with this woman.
We didn't even put him through the ringer because he hasn't thrown water on himself.
Yeah.
There's nothing to wring out.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. She just takes it further.
Yeah, we can just keep going. Marianne, what are you doing for the next hour? Mm-hmm. You want to hang out?
No.
She's like, no, I'm going to leave now.
I think Steve wants me to go.
I think he wants me to go.
Well, I had some Febreze this morning, so I'm
laundering a bottle.
That's
all right.
Anyway, Marianne Ripes, the State of the Arts blog for Minnesota Public Radio News. Check it out at mprnews.org, and she joins us every Thursday morning for our weekend arts roundup, and we'll send her on her way in the traditional fashion here.